Rave Radio.
This is Gary Kay. We are coming to you live from the Digital Signage Expo. We're on the floor of the Digital Signage Expo here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's 2014 Digital Signage Expo. The biggest show they've ever had. Largest crowd. Already set a record for attendance on the first day. And we're broadcasting or podcasting live from the Scala booth on the show floor here in the Sands Convention Center. And I'm joined right now by Keith Kelson. He is one of our columnists at Rave Publications and also owns Fifth Screen Digital. And Fifth Screen Digital does what, Keith? Tell the listeners. First of all, hello. And
yeah,
tell them you
thanks
do.
For having me here, Gary. It's a great show. Lots of things going on here. I think with Fifth Screen Digital, it's really we're involved in the experience side of what happens with the consumer within retail environments and how they react and engage with digital signage and other screens that are in their pocket or in the world.
And you're an expert on one specific area that you're an expert, you really help us out with is we are great at the technology, we're great technologists integrating all this stuff. But your title on your business card is CVO, Chief Visionary Officer. And one of the things that you are phenomenal at is sort of connecting the technology with the creative and making sure people are focused on the creative.
Well, I think this is the interesting thing about the creative side of when you start looking at digital at home, digital signage, screen media, whatever you want to call it. And it is that it's different than television.
Right.
It's different, as you know, different than the web. So
very much.
You have to create content that's relevant to the type of screen that the consumer is engaged with. And this is what I see in the marketplaces. Today, it's no longer about the screen on the wall because it's wallpaper now.
Right.
We have enough saturation in the marketplace that doesn't cut it. You have to have a consumer engagement because consumers are doing media. They're not watching media. And to get an engagement, you have to have some kind of big screen environment, some kind of interactive environment within the retail environment so that you're meeting them on that digital plateau.
So you believe that interactive is very important?
Absolutely. It's critical.
And what about those that say that advertisers don't like interactive because their message goes away during the interactivity?
Well, okay, so I'll clarify that. When I talk about this, I really talk about within retail mm-hmm. environments.
Right.
If I'm looking at billboards, there's still interactivity going on. In fact, there's been some great games where they've had up to 10, 12 players at once
right.
racing cars around the screen on a huge billboard.
Right.
So there's still interactivity that happens. Anytime I can engage the pocket screen with the big screen, I'm golden.
Okay.
And carry on that conversation.
So the interactive is so that the engagement with the display is not a one-time thing. You're taking it with you and it's there all the time.
Yeah, I mean, really, gamifying it and participation marketing, those are kind of keywords we look at because that's what's going on in the marketplace. I'm watching TV, I'm interacting with my tablet. I'm out in the marketplace, I have my mobile phone with me, my smartphone. Well, there's smart ways to use that phone, and once you start linking that with all the other screens in the marketplace, it becomes a very powerful tool.
Yep.
And it's not just a matter of, oh, text me this, text me that. Create some kind of emotional engagement where content comes in, emotionally engages somebody, and then they can walk away with that experience, and you have a latent conversation with them in the market.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Pocket screen. Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. And that's your expertise. So what kind of companies engage you? What kind of tell us about some of your clients and the kind of work you do with your clients.
I would say one of the ones that has gotten a lot of attention is McCormick World of Flavors.
Mm-hmm.
We did, it's a 3,500 square foot store. We did 5 digital engagements in there. Phenomenal results. So with this one called Guess That Spice. Now, we actually had spices coming out of the screen. And you played this game, guess that spice. You'd smell it, and then you would guess it. And then a coupon would print out based on your discount based on how many questions you got right.
Okay.
So of the people that go in there, which were about 5,000 a month,
yeah.
98% of those people would play that game.
And did they see a direct correlation to increased sales?
Or absolutely.
Or the product they're pushing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tracked it very closely. So much so that they actually changed the discount rate on it.
They had to lower it.
Well,
so what about...
I won't say that. But then just one more.
Yeah, go ahead.
One more that
yeah.
we did there too was called Flavor Print.
Okay.
So this is where you're in the store and I'm going to tell you, you're going to look at some pictures of food It's going to tell you what your flavor personality is, right? So what kind of food do I like? What kind of spices do I like? Do I like hot? Do I like vanilla? Do I like chocolate? Whatever it is. At the end of that game, we give you your flavor print, your personality. And then the consumer can put in their email, and then McCormick mails them recipes based on that flavor personality. 78% of the people that played that game put in their email. That's powerful.
And so that builds a great customer database.
Yeah,
we've gotten
over, I think, close to 80,000 emails in less than a year.
Wow. Okay, so you believe that gamification is definitely, so like even in fast food restaurants, adding gamification could in fact increase the sales of a particular item at that moment in time. So gamification in general is a good part of interactivity.
Yeah, yeah, and it's not just, oh, I can win more points and if I go to this website and click on that. That's not the kind of gamification. We're talking about real value, because once you give real value to the consumer, they will give you their firstborn.
Right. Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, if they feel like they're getting something. So the recipes,
I can win a refrigerator. I can win this, that, or I can win music downloads, whatever it might be. And if I'm in let's take a QSR, quick serve restaurant. What kind of gamification could go on in there, right? Well, if there's something that's unique and it's digital screen or something that's unique on that screen, suppose I can take my phone and interact with that, and maybe I take that game home with me and I can win a free French fry. I don't know, whatever it is.
Yeah. No, in fact, what has always amazed me is, I don't know if you know that, have you ever been to Starbucks? I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
You know the little free pick of the week card that they have there?
Absolutely.
I see hundreds of people picking those up every time I'm in Starbucks on a monthly basis.
Yeah, see,
so
that
if you
should
take
be,
that and make that interactive.
Should be that easy. It should be that easy.
If you switch
it
to be interactive, then that's a simple way of doing it.
And that's where the mobile connection between digital out-of-home and digital signage is so important, because if you look at, like, these coffee houses and things like that, and you walk in and you look at what people are doing, they're not looking at the screen. They're looking at their phone.
You're right.
So you've got to interact with them in some way that makes it meaningful, where you can engage them, and mobile's an important part of that.
In fact, here at Scala's booth at the show, that's what they're showing, is how they're pushing all the content to the phone or allowing you to take it with you, as opposed to just keeping it on the digital display.
Yeah, and it's important on the creative side to understand how that all is put together, right? Because it's not easy. It's complex.
So if you want to learn more about Keith's company, what's your web address? Fifth as in the number five. Fifthscreens.com.
It's actually fifthscreen.com. So
okay.
5thscreen.com.
Okay. And also, he's a columnist for Rave, and he writes a monthly column. He does a phenomenal job. It's published in our Rave DS newsletter and also on our website at ravepubs.com.
In fact, I think one's getting released shortly, right?
Yeah, I think today or tomorrow. It's Keith Kelsen, K-E-L-S-E-N, and you can just do a search on our website. You can do a search on the web, and you'll find him. And he and I are getting ready to go to a quick lunch meeting, because we've got a surprise, hopefully, to announce, hopefully by the middle of this year.
So yeah, we'll keep it under wraps.
We'll keep it under wraps.
Thanks, Gary.
Nice to be here. Yeah, thanks for joining us here at the show. And this is Gary Kay again. We're making our way around the show, and we're podcasting live. And we're talking to the movers and shakers of the digital signage market, as well as the manufacturers. Thanks for listening.